go.
Good morning. This is a phase one consultation hearing from Mr. Eric Mejia Perez, ADC number 221054. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Mejia Perez is 38 years old, currently serving a 25-year prison sentence for sexual conduct with a minor, a Class 2 felony, and a dangerous crime against children. He was approximately 24 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle in 2004. Note, there were three victims in this case. He pled guilty and was sentenced on August 28, 2007. He is asking, let me double check. Okay, so make sure I got that right. He is asking for a 20-year reduction in his prison term. He has a sentence end date of October 14, 2030. Should commutation be granted, he'd be passed to his next consecutive sentence, a 10-year prison term for sexual assault, along with a lifetime probation tail. I will read a partial summary of the offense in question. As I stated, there are three victims. But on October 11th, 2004, at approximately 6:49 a.m., police responded to a call regarding a female victim being treated at a local hospital for sexual assault. Police contacted 14-year-old Maida Medina, who informed police that a male kidnapped her at gunpoint from a bus stop near her home early that morning. The suspect later identified as 24-year-old Eric Mejia Perez, forced her into a red vehicle and drove to a residential area where he sexually assaulted her, in the vehicle. Mr. Mejia Perez rubbed her breasts, forced her to perform oral sex upon him without a condom, and he gradually penetrated her with his fingers and penis. Maida told police that she did not fight back because he threatened to kill her. She repeatedly told the defendant to stop, but he ignored her pleas. After the assault, Mr. Mejia Perez kicked her out of the vehicle and drove off. She ran to a nearby residence to call for help. Maida was taken to the Family Advocacy Center and a rape kit was completed. Now, the purpose of Mr. Mejia Perez's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he was pressured into a plea deal by his defense counsel, that his charge was inaccurate. He claims sexual relations were consensual and he did not have a gun, that he is remorseful, that he's a good person, and that his family needs him. He's had moderate programming inside the Department of Corrections, but no sexual offender training program. He has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. He has a limited history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections, with his last major on January 25th, 2016, for violation of department rules. He has a prior criminal history with arrests for false statements, narcotics, kidnapping, burglary, and assault. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Mejia Perez's 25-year sentence was excessive, he received more than the presumptive sentence of 20 years, with a minimum of 13 years and a maximum of 27 years. But considering his prior criminal history and the trauma and victimization caused to two young women and an adolescent female, I do not find his sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. It should be noted this is Mr. Mejia Perez's second request for commutation before this board. Yes, Honorable Ms. Gale.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I would just like to note that there were two other crimes noted in the pre-sentence investigation. On July 7th, 2005, there was another sexual assault of an 18-year-old victim, And on July 19th, 2005, there was a sexual assault of a 21-year-old victim. Both of them described in detail in the pre-sentence investigation. And that during the sentencing, 16 counts were dismissed, and Mr. Mejia Perez received 3 terms of lifetime probation. He also, in his progress report from the Department of Corrections, indicated that when released, he would return to Mexico.
Right, he has
an ICE detainer.
Thank you for the additional information, in particular the ICE detainer, because I did notice that and I forgot to put it in my summary. So thank you. Very good catch. And that is the summary. Any further input from my colleagues? So I'm going to make a motion. That is regarding Mr. Eric Mejia Perez, ADC number 221054. My motion regarding this request for commutation is to not pass the phase 2, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This concludes our hearing, and I want to thank my board members.